As farmers weather the economic ups and downs, so do their lenders. Customer counseling, planning, and options are lender priorities on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farm profits are all over the spectrum these days. Customers with negative profit margins are probably giving some lenders sleepless nights, but it depends on their perspective of the situation. Tim Cook is Senior Vice President and Chief Credit Officer at Farm Credit Services of America. He says he doesn't panic when agriculture is in a slump because he knows it's a cyclical business.
You know, if we go back over the last 6 or 7 or 8 years, our focus was on ensuring that we saw what was coming. We knew that $5 and $6 corn prices was probably not sustainable over the long term. So we really focused on ensuring that we didn't work with producers to over-leverage them. And so we've been preparing for the cycle that we're in. And so there's really not value in panicking.
From his perspective, Cook says it's unlikely that prices will lead us out of this current cycle, so they're working on cost reduction with their customers. However, being a good counselor is just as important as crunching numbers.
There's no doubt that when you're entering the third or fourth year, there's individual producers who are experiencing more stress than others. We really view that as helping them see what their options are. And that's really part of their planning and understanding where their costs are, where the market is today, and what their options are. We like to work with producers to understand and share with them what we see as their options.
Cook says they will continue to be patient as producers make the adjustments needed to get back to profitable levels. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the state of farm lenders at agriculture.com.